Well, we survived another shitty, shitty movie. Friday the 13th, part 4.
The final chapter, though, Richard. This is the last one.
No.
There aren't any more.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
No. This is, they continued.
But they call it the final chapter. Why would they lie, Richard?
Well, Joe Zito thought it was, and in his mind, it is the last chapter.
So there's no more after this. We're done.
No, there's more.
Oh, so we'll keep watching. Thank God. Thank God.
We'll keep
going. I didn't want this to end, and everyone will forget that it's here.
Well, they do already, because we're like so far behind.
Yeah.
We don't even have part 2 up.
No one even knows.
But it's fine. By the time this is up, it'll be 2015, and Star Wars will be out in theaters.
Well, don't make everyone too excited about
Star Wars Episode 7, out in theaters now.
So this movie has Corey Feldman.
Yes.
Very young Corey Feldman.
Very young Corey Feldman. Like 8-year-old Corey Feldman, who still looked like a fucking freak.
Are you not a fan, Richard?
Not
Corey
really.
Feldman?
No, the greatest role Corey Feldman ever had was The Burbs.
Oh, that's true. That's a good movie.
Role. That's his
that
best
was a good
role.
Movie.
Yeah, Mr. Rumsfeld.
What else was he in?
He did the movies with Corey Haim.
Was he the vampire in that one? Frank?
Well, yeah, Lost Boys.
Yeah.
He was in the Lost Boys, and they did License to Drive, which was fun for its time, but I think if I would see it again, I'd probably puke. God, he did a lot of bad movies up
he
until
wasn't
about
in Goonies,
1990.
Was he in Goonies?
Yeah, he was in Goonies.
Okay,
yeah. Oh, Corey Feldman was, yeah.
Okay.
Corey Feldman's been actually in quite a bit of stuff, but then he just
stopped.
Turned 22 and stayed that look. I mean, he looks the same when he was 8, so it's kind of spooky.
Spookiness happens in this movie, though.
Nope. It's another dry, boring kill fest with lots of titties, though, because this one had the most nudity.
Well, it takes forever to get going, though. That's the one thing that stands out for me about this, is it's endless.
And what was the name
it's
of the
slow
guy?
Build.
The guy that kept saying, fuck. Like, every other word was fuck.
Dead fuck? Dead fuck.
Dead fuck.
Was his thing. I don't know. I didn't even care.
He just, all his job was in the movie was not to get laid.
Right, that's his character. Because even Crispin Glover gets laid in this movie.
By a twin.
Yeah. The one who's willing to put out, because the other one wanted to go home.
And then she gets thrown against the wall with a machete.
Oh, right, yes.
And
yes.
Brutally murdered, I guess. More off-screen than on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, what kills were there in this movie?
Corkscrew...
That was Crispin Glover.
Yeah, through the raft, machete through the raft for the big titted girl
from
American Ninja.
Yeah.
then you had knife through the back of the throat with fat banana girl.
Oh, right. That was a good one.
And then you had...
the banana was really weird.
The banana
was oddly
weird.
Sexual.
I don't know what... I mean, I guess she was mute because she didn't speak at all.
No.
She had a sign the whole time that had, like, fuck you written on it, and then... To, I don't know what the front said.
Peace and love or
some nonsense?
I don't know.
Yeah, she was a hippie in 1984, so...
It's a little late.
A little late. But Joe Zito, probably the worst director of all time. But he thinks he's a genius because he was like, the psychology of the characters at the end of the movie was very important to me because... And then the screenwriter...
Is that what it says? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Remember we watched this
features
and like...
Yeah.
Oh, the screenwriter was so far up his own asshole that like he... His head was a diamond.
He thought he was writing Citizen Kane.
Oh my god. It was just like, it's a fucking killer movie, dipshit. There's no psychological elements to this. No primordial storytelling shit going on. It's just crap. It's a crap fest.
Well, the one interesting bit that I was not explored enough that I did like was the element of the character hunting Jason.
Right, and it went nowhere.
Very quickly, too.
No.
Because he has the worst death.
Yeah, he gets killed off screen, basically.
And what does he say the whole time?
He's like, killing me! Jason's killing me!
Stop him from killing me! Not meant to be funny, either.
Yeah.
Meant to be a very serious death.
Yeah, Joe Zito was trying to be political because someone died in New York previously, a year ago, before the movie, and... He was screening for help, and nobody helped him, so that was what he was addressing. But I guess in the test screening, most people just laughed at it.
Which makes sense.
And they just said, hey, Joe Zito, you're a fucking idiot.
That's literal.
It's a fucking Jason movie.
That was on the cards they put out.
Yes. Joseph Zito, you dumb shit.
In pen. Handwritten out. With
big letters.
By Robert Evans. He was in the test audience.
The I in Zito was just a cock. And balls. They didn't care. They didn't take his art seriously at all.
And then there's some nudity in the shower, which I remember.
Well, that was a body double.
But why? Even? Because it's so unnecessary.
Well, because you don't even see it, right?
I know, yeah. It's silly.
I know. But she had bigger boobs, too, the body double.
Yeah.
So it was like, and a bigger butt. So it was obviously not the same girl.
It was a really fat butt.
And then this movie is notorious because it was such a low-budget movie that Joseph Zito forwent safety. He just said, yeah, do whatever. And then, like, people are getting their fucking faces smashed against tile and all kinds of shit with no pads.
And the girl in the lake was freezing. You wouldn't let her come out.
Yep.
To stay in there. And the guy who played Jason threatened to quit, was it? Or?
Yeah, well, he threatened to quit, and he said, this movie's not ours. It's a piece of shit.
He wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong.
Ted White.
Who looks like a old Teamster driver. Like, he's an old stuntman, I guess. But he seems like a surly man who hates his life now.
But the one interesting thing from that, though, was, again, the evolution of Jason. And the other ones, he's more of a lumbering killer. And in this one, White brought to it a bit more athleticism in his fights. Well, I think it's true, though. But it's interesting to witness the development from the mom to your very typical killer who can be killed, and then that's the end of that movie.
Right.
To his more supernatural abilities later, and now he has a bit more athletic speed to him going forward. So it's,
well, I did like the way that he threw that guy's body through the front window. That was funny.
Well, his mom did that in the first movie.
Which makes no sense, because she's, like, not strong at all.
Yeah. No,
but whatever.
Remember that, though, when she took that body?
That's right. I forgot. Yeah. See, I don't remember any of these, because I try to block them as much as I can.
Well, you won't be blocking them soon.
No. God, fuck no. Well, at least we got 4 out of the way, so I can get it off the DVR.
I know, gosh. Just sucking up space.
Get rid of that.
I wish it had been the last one. That would have been smart.
No.
Put a nail in this one.
The worst part is the next one's not even Jason.
No.
The next one's a red herring, and it's like the worst one ever, because I've seen some of it. And it's like, it opens up with this, like, fucking, I don't know, random ass halfway house where, like, this fat kid is like, you make fun of me, why are you like, why are you talking, man? He's like a retard. He's like borderline dummy retard. And this guy is chopping wood. And we're talking about the fifth movie, because why talk about the fourth movie?
Yeah, why?
But he's chopping wood, and, like, the guy, the kid, the retard dummy kid, fat kid, eat chocolate all over his face, like a big fat dumb shit, is, like, bugging the guy who's chopping wood.
Right.
And the guy chopping wood just goes crazy and basically stabs the fat dummy retard kid in the head with an axe and kills him, murders him in front of everybody. And they, like, arrest him and put him away. And that's how that movie opens. And it makes no fucking sense.
Well, this one ends on an odd note, too, when Corey Feldman is the one who subdues Jason.
I still don't get what's going on there. And they didn't explain it in the special features, either.
No, because
they don't
Corey Feldman
at all.
Has a lot of backstory on what happens. With Jason being the way he looked, and that whole angle where he shaves his head.
He just, I guess Corey Feldman in the movie, he's like an 8-year-old kid who likes movie makeup.
Yeah.
So he's like always making masks, and he's like, he's good with makeup. And
some bullshit.
For some reason, he starts cutting off all his hair, and he shaves his own head.
Right.
So he has like patches of hair, like long strands, which no one seems to fucking take care of later in the movie. Like, if you were in the hospital, that little fucking ugly looking kid, wouldn't you shave the rest of his hair
off? He's
so
creepy.
Oh, it's gross.
I don't want to get rid of that.
And I guess I don't understand. Like, he comes down the stairs, Jason sees him, and he's like,
reminds me of me.
But, like, why would it remind him of him? It's like,
and why would he care?
Why would he care?
That's what I want to know.
It's not regressing his memory. I don't get it.
Because the second one made more sense when she put on the sweater.
Right, yeah.
And then it's like his mom.
Yeah.
That I buy into more.
Right.
This angle, I think, tries to use that same right, idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Recycled differently, but it doesn't work here at all.
It doesn't really make any sense. It's like, no. Jason hasn't been a kid since he's been dead.
And I don't think his memory would retain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
No.
He just knows two things. Fucking kill and smash. That's all he can do.
Stabby stab, smash smash.
Smash smash, stabby stab, titty. And then I guess Ted White grabbed a tit. And remember, they said
well,
that
he wanted to grab
the girl's titty. And the director's like, no, Jason doesn't grab tit. He doesn't like tit. He just kills.
Although his reasoning for it actually made sense.
Yeah, it did.
It was one touch of humanity. Well, it would regress him back to, like, not wanting to kill for a few moments. And then people would take advantage of that.
See? And that came from the stuntman. That's how fucking dumb everybody that had something to do with this movie is. They're like, no, that's not it. He's just a fucking retard.
And I like that they're so cheap that the main character, she has to wear a man's shirt with a belt around her.
Yeah.
Because that's a little American.
That but that's style. That's a good... People do that all
oh,
the time.
Oh, sure,
that's,
yeah.
That's a good style choice.
No,
wearing
of course.
A big-ass blue button-up shirt with a belt in
yeah,
your
yeah.
midsection. That's
yeah.
nice.
That's good. Very common. Very common.
But who... the one guy that we hated the most was that fucking death fuck kid.
Oh, gosh.
He was just annoying.
He was so obnoxious, and he wouldn't die.
Oh,
he lived for a long time.
A long time. Everybody else died around him.
Except
then,
for him.
And then he's watching that stupid fucking stag film.
From the 1920s.
And it's magically... I don't even know why they're there. Is this a house that they rented and they're spending the night there?
They don't really explain it.
They're just there. And I guess Camp Crystal Lake is right next to all these other houses. I mean,
or something.
Just, the geography of this movie is... I still can't figure it out.
Because Jason's calling a lot of cabs.
Apparently, yes. Not as many as three, though. Three,
no.
he went fucking far. He traveled.
Oh, no, man. He really went out of his way to kill
people.
He had
to rent a car.
Well, even in two, he had to go kill that girl from the first one.
That's true.
And that took him out of the way.
That was like three buses.
Yeah. It's worth bringing up in this one, too, the beginning in the morgue when that guy is watching that other video.
Yes.
Because wasn't one of the girls from that later in a Jason movie?
So says IMDb.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a very odd one because it was sort of a jazzercise video.
Just, it was like
but also
women's asses like bouncing off each other and then just titty, like just cleavage shot as they're going down. It's just the weirdest Jane Fonda-esque exercise video ever.
And when he wants to make out with this girl, he has to have it on in order to get off.
Yeah, it's so weird. And then she gets into it.
Yeah.
It's like, and then she's like, no, I want to watch Dynasty or the news. She just wants the news.
I'm here for the news.
I'm here for the news, Steve. And then he gets his head basically ripped backwards.
Well, then, like, sawed off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He saw, that's right. Yeah. He gets, Jason saws his head off and then twists it completely around. Then he just kind of guts the nurse, and that's it, really.
Why doesn't he just leave?
Well, he needs to go kill the nurse.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why.
No witnesses.
But she never... Well, I guess she did see him. I don't know. I'm stupid. He wouldn't know. He's a dummy retard.
It doesn't make any sense.
He just kills.
He's overthinking it too much.
Because, well, he's like, he's killing time because he knows the bus schedule.
Oh,
so
right.
He's like, well, I gotta get to Crystal Lake. It's about 45 minutes away on bus. It doesn't arrive until 8:15. It's 8:12 right now. I got time. The bus stops right there outside in front of the hospital, so I'll just go over there.
Oh, I'll just get rid of this girl real quick and I'll head on over.
Yeah, I'll just cut her open real fast and be done with her.
I'll fit it in.
Yeah.
And again, this is a franchise where the kills continue to not... They don't impress me at all.
No, this one's kind of boring compared to the last one.
It's a lot of stabs. Just like stab.
Well, no, this one is more brute strength. Like, there's a lot of throwing.
Yeah.
Because you also, like... He throws the other twin out the window, and she dies because she hits the car, the roof.
That was funny,
though.
I like that one.
She didn't really die. I mean, I don't know how she died on that.
That was pretty good. And how's the guy in the shower get killed?
He smashes his head, remember?
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He grows through the window, and he uses his fingers, and he basically sunks in his face.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was neat.
That wasn't bad.
I forgot how the girl died.
Was she just stabbed, or?
I don't remember. No, that's right. The axe went through the door.
Oh, right.
The axe goes flying through a door and she goes, ah! And that's it. She's dead.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple, but I just feel like, you know, if you're going to have all of these kills, you got to make them all good.
And try to, like, I guess they tried to put story and a plot into this movie with the character whose sister was murdered by Jason. years before.
Again, that was the hunter.
Guy, the hunter guy.
That was thin, though.
And then they just kill him off right away. Yeah. It's like he finally meets up with Jason, and you think there's going to be this standoff, and it basically Jason just kills him with a garden tool.
He's such a waste.
Like, he doesn't do anything. He's a big, fat wuss.
He is, because he just cries out.
Yeah, he just cries like a chump. Bitch.
Like a total chump.
Like a bitch.
I'm not impressed at all, Jason Hunter guy.
Jason Hunter. Remember that video game? The Friday the 13th video game for Nintendo?
Oh, gosh.
Remember that?
No.
But you don't remember that?
Well, I think I've seen it online, though.
But it's like, all you do is you, like, walk around the map and you go into cabins, and in the cabin it's either Jason or some other thing. You kill it, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
But it's like real rooted rudimentary. It's very simple.
You ever played
it? Yeah, I think I played it once. I think I have it, actually. I think I bought it, like, for the $3 or something.
Well, we should figure out how to watch... But I'll play games and record our audio, and then we can...
Well, you can just watch it on YouTube. There's YouTube video of it.
But so you can play, we can talk about it.
That's true, too.
That'd be hilarious.
You could do that if you bust out the old Nintendo.
It'd be comedy gold.
I don't know where you're going to play it on, because you can't really play that on a widescreen TV anymore.
Well, you can reformat the screen.
Oh, that's
like
true.
4:3.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing about Godzilla I thought was funny.
What was it?
Was the EMP hits... So all the technology doesn't work, so they hooked up, like, the old analog TVs, like the square box TVs in that one scene. And they had, like, a bunch of VHSs stacked up.
Where was that at?
It was somewhere where they're moving the missile
That
Pine Barren city or whatever, Pine City in California or something.
Oh,
it's like this
whole
community, and, like, there's a shot where, like, the camera tilts up from a TV showing the news. And it shows Aaron Taylor Johnson jumping on the train.
Right, yeah.
With the bomb, the old bomb.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm talking about that now.
It's fine.
It's whatever.
No one's listening to this
date this episode so badly, too. Because this is 2 weeks after Godzilla came out. So there you go. Now you have a timestamp on it. All right, let's go drink to the memory of those wonderful American ninja boobs. Toodaloo.